This is Twit.
You talked about your Pixel, how you used to be an Android guy. What the hell happened? The Pixel 6. I mean,
great.
What is wrong with Google?
I ask myself every day.
What
I don't
the
know.
Hell
I,
is wrong
I
with Google?
I truly don't understand. When Apple is absolutely killing it with both the hardware and software, and by the way, Samsung also killing it with the software updates on their phones have been like clockwork and really good.
Look at that. I got a software update to install right now on my Samsung Flip. Look at that.
I'm telling you. There's,
keeping it up
like
to date.
Yes, and it probably was available on the first.
That's just Leo doesn't check. Actually, I was just saying, oh, look, the Google January update's finally here, and you said, no, it came out a couple of days ago, but I'm getting now, too.
So I waited for my review. You know, the Pixel came out, I think, October. I waited to do my review until, I think, December, like mid-December. In my review, I said, I love this phone,
love
but there's
the
a bunch
camera.
Of little things.
Love Camera's the form good, the- factor. Battery life is great. But
software is nice, but it had a lot of little bugs.
And you can't make phone calls.
I didn't have that problem.
I didn't either.
I don't know.
But so many people did. Yeah.
But I said,
and also the fingerprint reader worked for me just fine.
But no, that is a very sore spot on this phone for me. There's no face. There's no face unlock.
No.
But I said in my review, like, look, at the end of the day, Google's going to fix this any day now.
Software.
And by the way, January 14th, before it was still a whole month and a half before this, you know, software update, I ended up sideloading the software update that they came out with originally. And it was quite easy to do, but obviously the average person can't do it.
Well, and then they turned it off because people like you. You found a way around it?
No, it just still wasn't buggy. It was still a buggy phone.
So many people had problems with the December update, especially with connectivity, that they stopped it.
Yeah, they stopped the update. I did it right before that.
Okay. And I never got that. And this is weird, and I'm here channeling all the people I know with Pixel 6s. I've had nothing but great experiences with mine. But it's weird that some people have great experiences. The fingerprint reader works for me. The cameras are great. I've never had connectivity issues or phone issues. But so many people have. And even that speaks to a problem, right?
Yeah, this phone should be amazing. It's Google's baby. They're a smart company with a lot of smart people working there. And I just don't think they take their phones serious enough. Also, can we talk about the fact that the Pixel changes every single time? Every year, it's like an entirely different phone built from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like, how annoying is that? Like, with the iPhone, there's like, it's evolved over 15 years or whatever, however many years it's been around. It's like pretty much the same exact slab of glass and metal that it started out as, except like if you just put it on
How mad you are about this.
I am. It really annoys me that like Google just can't get anything right except search. They're a one-trick pony at this point.
YouTube, Gmail, and search.
Gmail they nailed.
Everything search, else, nailed. It's like attention deficit disorder or... You know, Mike Elgin.
I just argue Gmail got there first. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like Outlook is pretty darn good. I don't know if you. I use Spark. Work, but like,
I use Spark. Outlook is great. Greatest email I've ever used in my life.
But do you use Spark with Gmail?
I use it with my own.
With CNET,
I have my own
with your own server.
Email server.
Yeah.
No. CNET's like that's all locked down. I can't. Yeah. I have to use that through Outlook. Yeah. And Outlook is actually pretty good. I use Spark with my own stuff.
Spark's an app, but you know it works with various email.
You're self-hosted, so you're saying.
Yeah, self-hosted.
You're not. You don't have like a server in the basement.
No.
Nobody.
But
can
I just.
Do that.
I don't host it. I don't run.
You go to. I use Fastmail, for instance.
Could you do that, Leo? Could you host like a pop email server?
We have We had a sponsor, who makes a really cool device that is an email server. It works really well.
That'd be cool.
It's a hard thing.
Interested in that.
It's a hard technology problem because Gmail, for instance, won't accept email sent from your IP address. They go, well, I don't know. You're a spammer.
Right. The spammers would get this thing.
It's suspicious.
Yep.
So the way they have to do this, they support DMARC and the other authentication technologies. But the way they do it is you route the email through a server. It doesn't even look at your mail. It just is routing through IP addresses they've preconditioned to work with email services. So you need to do that. See. It's a good. Okay.
Mine's kind of a nerdy domain host. Mine's just through my domain host.
Your domain host.
I used Hover, which was a Twit sponsor a long time ago.
Hover's great.
Fantastic.
Hover's great. All my
but by the way, one other thing that Google did do, they nailed, is Google Photos. But I will say I have a problem with that too, because once they got you in there,
they charge you.
The charging is fine. I don't mind paying because I love what they do. But here's the thing. You used to be able to sync your Google Drive to an external web, you know, like a NAS server, and you could have your Google Photos inside there and it would also sync. Now they've shut off that functionality. So if you have photos in Google Photos, the only way to get them out is to do that Google takeout. There's no way to like sync that to a third party hard drive.
You can't automatically sync it to a hard drive.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. It's absolutely not acceptable.
But I'll give them half a point for photos. So YouTube, Gmail, search, and half a point. I better be careful which finger I use for that. Half a point for photos. I think photos is actually pretty good. But
you could search for anything in there and find
a picture. But they did some bad things.
Yeah.
They bought Picasa, for instance, which everybody loved. It was a wonderful Windows, free Windows.
Snapseed, too.
Yeah,
Snapseed.
And then they destroyed it. Snapseed's still around. That's okay.
But it's not, I mean, it's not the same as it was.
So Mike Elgin, who's a regular on our shows, he was a big Google Plus supporter. He says, out and out, Sundar Pichai is a terrible CEO. Fair?
Mm.
I'll let Ashley touch that one. I was going to say that's a bold claim because I mean I think that there are just a lot of people making maybe not great decisions.
No, but that's his company. He runs the freaking company.
Is he a visionary? Does he have a vision for this company? This is my
argument, right? Where it's like even Apple, I think, has this problem where it's like at the top. Like Tim Cook is not a visionary. He's a guy who came up through the supply chain. He's a really smart guy, but he's not a visionary. I mean,
maybe he's not inventing the next iPad or iPhone, but he is really, I think he's done an amazing job at that company.
Maybe the
smartest thing to do was just to keep the lights on and the wheels running because they had a flywheel and it was going great. So why mess with success?
And I also argue that like you could not have put somebody like a Johnny Ive or
I think Apple got better when Johnny left.
Yeah,
I was going to say, you could not have put somebody in that role after Steve died just by proxy of there would have been too many comparisons. And by making it Tim Cook, it was very easy for them to just sort of be like, well, I'm nothing like him.
Yes.
That was the end of that conversation.
He said Steve told him on his deathbed, you should not be asking what Steve would do. You need to be your own guy. You need to run this company. But honestly, he's been a caretaker. Sundar Pichai is a very nice guy. I really liked him. He's smart.
Nice.
I don't think he's a leader. And I think that's the problem is that you have a headless operation and everybody's doing their own thing. That happened at Microsoft. Let's not forget the days at Microsoft when every division was sniping at every other division and you couldn't make Windows good because the Office division said that'll be bad for us. And who comes along but Satya Nadella? And I think everybody would agree he's the opposite of Sundar Pichai. He took a company, transformed it, pivoted it, and has done a brilliant job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's done a good job.
Laser focused on it. Done a very good job. And I argue that I think that Sundar is really smart. I just don't know that he's the guy to run Google.
Can we also get back to why the Pixel is a heap of trash this year?
I would listen to you, Rich, talk about this all day, by the way.
Have you tried to hold this thing in your hand, how big it is?
It's big. I like a big phone.
If they have three, how tall are you, Rich?
How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet. I have big hands. I've got big feet.
And you think that I'm a little guy and it fits my hands just fine. What are you talking about?
How much bigger is that phone compared to the Pro Max? How much bigger is it?
I'll put it side by
Pro
side.
Pro Max feels better in your hand because it's got square edges and it's not rounded.
Okay.
Google, just hire me to make the next Pixel. I will make this phone the best-selling phone in America.
I kind of disagree with you on that. This is a beautiful phone. Here it is side by side. It's the same size. It's very
close.
You
can hold the iPhone easier because the edges don't go off to the, you know, they don't go. Yeah,
the rounded screen, right. People have to round about the rounded screen.
It's a nightmare typing. Yeah. You try to type with two fingers on it, you're messing up the entire time. You have to go to voice
but
typing.
Don't you put a case phenomenal. On it? Everybody should just have
yes,
a case.
Yeah. But it's still tough to use. I'm telling you, I test every single phone out there. And the Pixel is the phone I look
well,
forward to the
alone.
Most.
Well, you're not alone. Marques Brownlee, who also tests every phone, announced
that.
This week. He said, I'm finally taking the SIM out of my Pixel 6, putting in a Samsung S21 Ultra. The Pixel 6 is just too unreliable.
And he put it right back in the Pixel as soon as that software update came out. So believe me.
Did he?
He put it in the S21 Ultra for like 2 minutes.
Well, are you kidding? I didn't see the update. He went back to the Pixel 6?
Of course he did.
Oh, Marques.
Look, he's a Pixel guy. He used the S21 Ultra until he needed to, you know, to get through to the Pixel. Yeah. And then he went back. He made this big tweet. And then Google came out with the update literally 48 hours after his tweet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's hysterical.
Oh, yeah. Now, I can't confirm that he put his SIM back in the Pixel, but I'm pretty sure he's back to the Pixel because... Yeah. Look, the Pixel, you can't deny. The photos that come off of the thing are amazing. The software, the way it integrates Google services. Whenever I use it, I sit there and I realize all the little things that...
No, I far prefer vanilla Android. Yeah, I far prefer it. Gosh, you know, but I'm with you.
I'm heated about this stuff.
The experience with the iPhone, as much as I want the... I don't like the walled garden, is a much more consistent, reliable experience. It's always
which is
a little...
why,
like Siri, every year is consistently
stupid.
Bad.
Stupid. Yeah.
Like, yes, no, I'm going to get like a terrible Siri experience.